Currently 61 degrees now in Lynchburg. We have 59 degrees in Amherst, 59 in Bedford, 61 in Danville, and in Roanoke and Salem.
So excited to have in the studio right now Pam Bailey. She is Bedford County Economic Director. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so good to have you. A couple articles have popped up about your new position, although you were sort of in this position, I guess, before, but it was made official. Am I right on that?
So, yes, I was hired about 4 years ago with Bedford County as the Marketing and Business Development Coordinator, working with Tracy Bledo, who was the previous Economic Development Director. And when she resigned last June to take a new position for workforce for the region, they made me the acting Economic Development Director. So I sort of took off the acting hat, and I just sort of, you know, ran with the ball, and they officially, I guess, dropped the acting part.
I gotcha. Well, you're going to have to, you know, I don't know, do you make as much money now not being an actor? I don't know. Well, we're excited to have you in here. There's a lot of things going on in Bedford County that you wanted to address. So let's dive into a couple of those. The child care needs assessment survey recently. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, so one thing that has been discovered through multiple discussions with the Bedford Area Resource Council is lack of child care being a really big concern for Bedford County. I'm sure it is with other regions, but Bedford County is considered a child care desert. And it always has been.
And that's not good.
Yeah. So with the pandemic, that just exacerbated it a bit. And then, as you just mentioned, Janet, the number of how COVID has impacted families, where you're losing primary care, secondary caregivers.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people in Bedford County who rely on parents and grandparents to help take care of their children so they can go to work. And a lot of them were afraid to do that, you know, during COVID, or businesses were closed. And so, you know, then child care centers closed because they don't have children to care for. So it's just kind of exacerbated itself.
Right.
And so we decided to create a survey that will go out. We've got it out. If you go to BedfordCountyVA.gov, it's under the news section, and that is where you can find it. And there's a survey there for parents. So we want to hear from anyone who's got children between the ages of 0 and 13, whether you are working or not. We want to hear from you what the needs are. And then we also want to hear from employers. So we want to know, there's two surveys. So there's one for parents and caregivers. So even like maybe you're even a grandparent and you're providing care for a child.
Sure.
We want to hear from you. If you're an employer, we want to hear from you. How is this impacting your workforce? Are you hearing that people can't come to work because they don't have child care? Maybe it's, you know, last week, I believe KinderCare shut down again. I'm not sure of the whole thing, but at least one classroom shut down again.
Right.
For child care.
Well, so, and you have schools, like we had a story just this morning where one of the Lynchburg City schools, the elementary school, went to online learning.
Yeah, it was at Sheffield.
For the rest of the week.
Right.
Well, I mean, so, that can create complete chaos.
Right.
Sure.
So if you're an employer, right. So if you're an employer, and then, and you know, maybe this survey will uncover that I don't necessarily need somebody to watch my child 5 days a week, or now we need different hours. So, and a lot of them are good, but some of the smaller ones, they just have the regular, you know, 8 to 5:30 or whatever the time is.
Well, and don't think that your input isn't valuable.
Right.
Because it is. And to get the best picture for any survey, it's participation.
That's correct.
It's crucial.
So far, we've had the survey out for about a week and a half, and we've only received, well, just shy of 200 people. Well, there's 80,000 people in Bedford County, and I know that not everyone's going to take the survey, obviously.
Sure.
That's
right,
counting everyone, but we need to hear from more than 200 people to have valid survey.
So when they want to access that, where's the best way for them to do that?
BedfordCountyVA.gov. is the website. There is a little bulletin board section on the website, and you will find really kind of current information. So that is a sort of a story and a link out there.
Sure.
It's also on the Bedford Economic Development Facebook page. You might scroll down a little bit and find it. I'll be sending out an email to employers later today from my email list, and then we're going to do another push on social media as well. But I thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about it.
Well, we're going to put a direct link to the survey on our Facebook page.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you're in Bedford, we encourage you to go to the Morning Jam on VTRN on Facebook, and we'll have a direct link for you to take that survey.
You know, one of the stories, Pam, that keeps coming up daily is businesses having, and even government having, job fairs, trying to get people in. We talked about $10.2 million jobs are available right now out there. You've got the Bedford One Career Conversations. I'd like to talk about that. And also, let's talk after that about the small business grants. I had a small business for 20 years, so I understand what it means to get help in those areas, especially when you have a dream and you want to see. We've seen, and Janet and I've had the privilege to talk a lot about businesses that have actually started during the pandemic.
Sure.
So let's talk about Bedford One Career Conversations. What's that?
Yeah, so in the past, we've had what's called the Bedford One tours, and they are basically tours that we take with high schoolers, and we take them to local industries just to get them acclimated to different jobs that are available within the region.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a Bedford County business, but we want people to see there are jobs available and really good paying jobs available around here. So with the pandemic, obviously, we had to shift that model a little bit. So we've started these career conversations where we have folks from companies talk, and it's all virtual. And last year we had them, so the students were in their in their home because everybody was on their computer.
Sure.
But students could access it, and they had the opportunity to listen to a variety of companies talk about, or actually employees talking about what their background is and what led them into the career that they're in.
Oh, okay, good.
So it's been a great opportunity to really have more kind of intimate conversation with some of these students. They can ask questions. It's not maybe as overwhelming as, you know, you're in a group of people touring and all of a sudden you're like, wow, look at all this equipment that's in here. That can be, you know, a little overwhelming or even intimidating, but they're able to, you know, chat and ask questions in the chat because you can't, I guess, because of, I guess, privacy concerns, you know, with minors.
Right, sure.
You can't do some of it, but we're having the next one is going to be this Friday with Bedford County School. So it's going to be in the classroom this time.
Oh, nice.
And I believe we're focusing on 9th and 10th graders for this one, but we're going to have someone from CentOS speak.
Oh, okay.
And kind of give his career story and how he started out. And then he's going to, you know, he's in sales now with the company. And then I believe in November, we're going to have someone with Wexco USA. They're new to Bedford County.
All right.
And he is he started off as a machinist, and now he is part owner of this new company.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
One of the things that excites me before we get into the small business grants is the TV shows, you know, where they take either old cars literally from the junkyard and repurpose them. And many times they have to make parts because these parts aren't available. So you get a machinist involved, and you get, that is, to me, woodworking and machinery is part of my background, but what it takes to make a simple part or even a bolt because it's shaped a really weird way and you can't get them anymore. To me, that's exciting. I've, you know, we've had a lot of tool and die people in this area for years because of the foundry downtown, and just a lot of interesting stories out there. And when these kids can connect with somebody that's doing it, and especially the ones that have had a dream come true by starting their own business, I don't know, that to me is exciting and motivating at the same time.
It really is. And we've got wonderful resources locally with CVCC has got fantastic programs too for training.
Right.
We are so fortunate in Bedford County to have the Susie G. Gibson High School, which is a school for people who want to, you can become a pharmacy technician through that school. They've got a nursing program, so you can be a CNA. And this is all while you're in high school. You can, they have a very competitive machine shop or an automotive body shop. I think it's very competitive actually to become, to be in that program.
Oh, yeah.
And, but yeah, so companies, and we've heard this from multiple manufacturers, but particularly Century Equipment, they need skilled people.
Yes.
They don't necessarily need, I mean, they, yes, they need engineers, but they need engineers who've come out with hands-on experience.
Right.
So they're getting great results with community college system to, because these people come into work and they already know how to use the equipment.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that blew me away when I first got here, that I realized that this had the largest conveyor company representation this side of the Mississippi. We have conveyor companies all over the place, Century being one of the big ones, and they have to have installers. They actually build the equipment here, they set it up, and then they tear it down, and then they take it to Alabama or even overseas and install this equipment. It's pretty cool. I've you know, over the years, I've met some of those fabricators and installers. It's a very good paying job as well.
And the three top guys at Century all started out in, you know, sort of in the shop.
Yeah.
But yes, we are actually the conveyor capital of the world.
Oh, we are now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
Or at least the United States. Yeah, I don't know about the world, but yes, I believe
that's amazing just
to
think that's here in our area.
Right.
Let's talk about the small business grants. If I've got a dream and I need a little bit of help, this is where government can stand in the gap and say, you know, because we have these incubator areas in Lynchburg. I think there's one in Bedford where you can get, you know, a little bit of a break on a building for the first 3 years or whatever to help you get started.
So I think the town has some smaller business grants. They have the 5 for 5, and I wish I knew more about that. Currently, the county does not have grants for small businesses.
Okay.
That is one thing that I want to work on.
Okay,
so that's
great.
One of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
We have assistance for larger companies, but for a small company, $100,000 investment might as well be $1 million.
Right.
So when you're talking a large company, a $650,000 investment, yes, it's big, but that's sort of the minimum that we need. So if you're going to invest, say, $650,000 in a piece of equipment or real estate or something, and you're going to hire 3 people, where we can provide grants and incentives for that.
Okay.
Whether you're an existing business or you're a new business, but right now we don't have anything that tears that down for you know, a smaller startup.
Okay.
Which is what we're looking
so
at.
So many resources out there for people. The website, the best place to go if you have any questions about the things we've talked about this morning.
Yes, BedfordEconomicDevelopment.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
This is where the rubber meets the road. It really does with these type of programs and people like yourself, Pam. Thank you for what you're doing for Bedford County. And keep us up to date. If there's something that's come along, like, you know, all of a sudden you guys have been able to network, whatever it takes to pull maybe some of those small business grants together, keep us posted, and we'll definitely put the word out for you, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
When we come back, we have a recall on baby cereal sold at Walmart. We'll tell you about that. And also, Loudoun County, back in the news.
They're my heroes up there.
Well,
they're fighting the good
fight.
They've
got some serious problems, though, right now. And not good. We'll talk about it.
Okay. It is 8:19 on the Morning Jam. It's hump day. Thanks for being with us. We know you could be somewhere else, but you're choosing to be with us this morning. We'll have all of our interviews and the rest of the show uploaded on our SoundCloud page a little bit later this morning.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
It's the Morning Jam. Trying to get down some breakfast here. I didn't realize my 3 minutes was up already.
It's up.
It's 8:23.
It's over, baby.
It's over.
Uh-huh.
Dang, I didn't get much in there.
We've got a recall of some baby cereal sold at Walmart. The Parents' Choice Rice Baby cereal, sold only at Walmart, is being recalled after random tests found above average occurring inorganic arsenic.
Okay.
A toxin connected to impaired cognitive development for those exposed in early childhood. Now, arsenic occurs naturally
right.
around us. We mm-hmm. all have certain levels of arsenic in our system. If you were tested and they tested right. all the things, you would certainly have that. But especially with little ones, you want to make sure that they're not exposed to any more than
sure, they're
possible. So they are pulling the recalled cereal from store shelves, according to a notice posted by the Food and Drug Administration. They have shown reducing exposure to toxic element is very important mm-hmm. to minimizing long-term effects of the developing brains of infants and children. So you just need to, if you've got little ones, if you've got grandbabies, make sure that they get rid of the Parents' Choice Rice Baby Cereal.
Okay. I think if they were testing my system right now, the Perfect Bar Pumpkin Pie bar would show.
Would turn up.
Would turn a pie, yeah. There's a lot of high.
Pumpkin pie?
It's pumpkin pie.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I do, but this is...
I'm a sweet potato pie girl.
Well, I like that actually a little bit better, but yeah. This is a protein bar.
Right.
And it's got some caloric intake, but it's got some good stuff in it. You were mentioning just this morning before we went on the air that you found, what was it? You told me about the wraps use egg.
The chickpea pasta.
But the chickpea pasta.
Yeah. My daughter was telling me about it. She's a nutritionist and mm-hmm. a trainer.
Right.
And tries to avoid, you know, the gluten, too much gluten, whey, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a chickpea pasta that I tried. My mark is very health conscious mm-hmm. and works out. And
right.
He likes to have the protein pastas,
mm-hmm.
Which is but the chickpea pasta is more of a natural resource of the
right.
of the protein. And it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. He liked it.
Yeah.
So I think we'll probably be using that some more in the future.
Here, I've got a little bit of audio to play before you get into your story.
Loudoun County.
Yeah, okay. this is up in Northern Virginia. This is Mama and Papa Bears are out big time. They're not going into hibernation, people. They're coming out and speaking at school boards.
Without endorsing illegal acts or thinking or implying that illegal acts on children is no big deal. And two of the books, Lawn Boy and Gender Queer, certainly cross the line. They are promoting pedophilia, despite contrary to the claims made by other members that were presenting. One of the books, Lawn Boy, has in there, both of which actually have an indicator for grooming children, push the boundaries of physical and sexual contact and sexuality for children. School groom behavior has with child predators. Lawn Boy has material in there where it romanticizes an experience of one of the characters when he was 10 years old having sex with a grown man.
There you go. That's what's going on up there. And they're speaking out. Well, and this guy is like, he is a Papa Bear. This guy's probably 285 and about 6'3".
I mean, you would be shocked to know what books are in
mm-hmm.
our children's libraries.
Yeah.
I mean, we spoke with a mom from the Lynchburg City Schools.
Yeah.
I have a list right in front of me.
Jane Sorensen. Yeah.
That talks about the number of books dealing with the very things that he's talking
right.
about. So speaking of Loudoun County, multiple sexual assaults dominated public comment at the Loudoun County School Board meeting on Tuesday.
Okay.
Apparently, parents were blasting the County Board of Education and the superintendent, demanding resignations.
Okay.
After a student was charged with not one, but two sexual assaults on two different campuses.
Oh. So jumping from campus to campus to commit their
evidently,
crimes. Wow.
Scott Smith is the parent of a daughter who was the victim of a sexual assault in the girls' bathroom at Stonebridge High School last May.
Hmm.
The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office confirmed that same juvenile suspect was charged with a second sexual assault at another Loudoun County school after the May 28th incident.
Hmm.
Parents had signs and raised their voices at the school board meeting. Linda Killen said, "You guys failed. Sexual assaults are happening in public schools. It's unacceptable. Should never happen.
Right.
How do you expect parents across this country to drop off their kids and entrust you all to keep them safe when you've shown on more than one occasion you're not up for the job?
Yeah.
They say, one parent said, when the Catholic Church passed a predator priest from parish to parish, the walls came eventually crashing down on them, and they were finally held accountable for the abuse. When is Dr. Ziegler and this board going to be held accountable?
Yeah.
Now, here's my question. Was this a student assaulting another student? Because it's on two different campuses, it makes me think that maybe it was something else.
Possibly, yeah.
This article is not being clear
right
on that, but many parents are demanding answers. They say your responsibilities comes great with your positions. You have great responsibility. You are continuing to fail us again and again. Yeah. We will keep fighting. I don't know. Loudoun County is having...
Oh, they are. I'll tell you what.
But Loudoun County, you remember, Terry McAuliffe says you shouldn't have any input.
Right.
Shouldn't have any input on what your kids are reading. Shouldn't have any input on how they're doing business.
You know, it's interesting. The people are being creative here. The audio that we played, it's actually a video, was on Asra Nomani's Twitter page, Janet, and you'd appreciate this. She's got a picture of a bear's head, and it says "Mama Bear / Domestic Terrorist." So they're doing a little tongue in cheek there, but they are fighting the good fight. And God bless them. You know, it's the long game. We've got to be willing to do the long game, and that means more people have to step up, because it becomes a tag team match. Because, you know, these people have lives too.
Right.
They're trying to make a difference.
Currently, we have 61 degrees now in the Bedford area. We have 59 in Danville. Salem has 63 and 61 in Lynchburg.
Salem, give me the hot spot.
Yeah.
Campbell County Animal Control will be holding a drive-through rabies clinic this Saturday, October 16th, from 10 a.m. until noon at Long's Farm Supply. It's located 1103 Lynchburg Avenue in Brookneal. And they're going to be conducting these rabies shots for $10. And Janet, even if you're not from that area, you can still bring your dogs and cats to be vaccinated. All right. So you don't have to be a resident of Campbell County. Thanks to the folks down there doing a great work, because we have to make sure... You know, got the rabies shots going on.
That's true. A Roanoke College professor says that we are seeing inflation in the market, but we could be seeing even more with food, gas, and cars. We've already experienced, but holiday season is approaching, and that could show even more of an increase. From August 2020 to August 2021, there was a 5.3% increase in inflation before the numbers hovered around 2%. They say the current rise in inflation is linked to demand and supply chain issues that started during the pandemic. And at the grocery store, you may have noticed items every day that you use costing more than they did last year. Roanoke College economics professor Dr. Alice Kasens said that prices could go up through the holiday season, but the consumer can make necessary decisions to not be heavily impacted by inflation by being careful about what they purchase. Is it something that you need right now, or is it something that you can wait later and invest in?
Okay.
Good advice.
So, you know, the color change is happening all around us as far as the leaves go. I need to find out when the peak is up there at the peaks, because I know we got to be getting close to it.
Yeah, we shared that not too long ago. I think it's on our Facebook page.
Is it? I'm going to have to check out our Facebook page.
You are.
And find out. Anyways, October, leaves are starting to change, especially around the house. And that's where I notice it first. The loss of daylight and cooler temperatures helps commence the color change. Cool seasonal temperatures and sunshine help form what's called... anthocyanins. I should have asked you how to pronounce this word. It's some kind of transformation that's going on.
Don't hurt yourself.
It's kind of like, you know, the Hulk, whatever that metamorphosis is going on. Anyways, that's what helps bring the purples and the red pigments into our fall foliage. So, you know, if you want to check that out, you're probably going to have to do that soon, because when the rain hits, heavy rain falls, you know, a lot of these leaves will come down prematurely before they change colors.
Rain and wind.
I can rewind just briefly here. As a kid, that was a big deal in Pennsylvania growing up, because once we moved to Florida, that was no longer happening.
Right.
Because palm trees just stay all year long.
They do. You don't really have seasons.
But I can remember Mom would do the wax paper, and you'd iron it between two pieces of wax paper as a kid. That was the big deal. I'd love to have one of those now from back in the day. But
because you can make one now.
I need to make one now.
You do.
Because, I don't know. It'll remind me of what things were like as a kid. Like my little town when we played the Paul Simon song a little while ago. He's 80 years
Simpler
old today.
Simpler time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Roanoke Health District says that they're seeing more fallout from a hepatitis A exposure at a restaurant that took place earlier this month. Officials say that the exposure happened at Famous Anthony's on Grandin Road, Williamson Road, and Crystal Spring Avenue locations. They've reported that that outbreak has now resulted in 35 cases so far. 20 of those have resulted in hospitalizations. Mm-hmm. They remind people this is a vaccine-preventable disease. You do not have to suffer from hepatitis.
Right.
You can be vaccinated from it. They say if you're showing any experience, because what they have now is the people who were exposed at this one employee worked at two different Famous Anthony's.
Right.
So, or maybe three, because they listed all three of them. Mm-hmm. And then those people are exposing other people.
Right.
So definitely, if you think you've been exposed, do go and get help. Don't assume that it's something else, because it can do some damage for sure.
Yeah. So I should have done this, Janet, before I tried to pronounce that word, because you can go online.
And it'll pronounce it
for
you.
To YouTube. So I said, so in the process of...
Anthocyanin. Anthocyanin.
Anthocyanin.
Sounds like, you know, penicillin. Anthocyanin is what it's called.
Hmm.
That's when leaves are changing colors. We have a very creative God, don't we? I mean...
We do.
Just look around. It's pretty amazing.
That's true.
I tell you what I do, and this is, I may have shared this, and it has something to do with, you know, being with you and Mark. Back over the summer, we went down to Myrtle Beach, collected some shells. I have one of those shells sitting on my nightstand, and I look at it. Sometimes I hold it when Kara and I pray at night, because I just kind of, that's where I reconnected after kind of a really crazy first 6-7 months of doing the show. And we spent a few days with you guys down there, enjoyed ourselves. And that was my reset.
Yeah.
Picking up those shells and just studying the shell. Mm-hmm. I literally have been looking at that shell, that same one, for months now, gathering different things about it and just making that my data point when it comes to refocusing on what's important.
You were talking about being from Florida. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who has recently moved to Florida.
Oh, okay. What part?
The Villages.
The Villages.
Yeah. So we're actually going to go see them
in
February.
Okay.
But I was noticing, and she's always enjoyed the kind of the beach theme.
Right.
Now they make Christmas trees out of sea glass.
Really?
And they are beautiful.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's those colors that I love. I love that teal and those blues and greens and things. But I sent that to her over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
I said, this needs to be your new display.
Yeah.
New Christmas trees made out of sea glass. They're really pretty.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, Florida has had now plenty of generations of people being born there, like my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. But many of us moved down in the 60s and 70s and are transplants, you know. Some of them were snowbirds for a little while and then decided, we're just going to stay in Florida all year long. But one of the cool things growing up when it came to Christmas and those kinds of things is people decorated their houses. Mm-hmm. And that was just one of the fun things that we did. The first time I ever did it with my wife's family. And you got to know, they were the last rednecks that left Fort Lauderdale in South Florida. When they pulled that four-wheel drive that had the 38-inch mud daubers on it, and when they left, the last redneck left, you know, South Florida, but the first year, I mean, I'm down meeting her family, and my brother Stan, who had the 38-inch, you know, yeah. F-250 Ford, a beautiful truck, diesel, he pulled this long trailer, like an 18-foot trailer with bales of hay, and we were running up and down the road looking at houses. That was one of their traditions.
Was they would ride around, look at the
lights.
Yeah,
but we like went out on one of the main roads, and I'm looking at Karen, and I go, is this legal?
Probably not.
Can we actually do this?
Yeah.
And Stan opened it up a couple times.
Yeah.
Because he had the super chip.
So you didn't have any problems?
No.
No?
And I held on to my hat. Right? I held on to my hat. But it was fun because they do decorate their houses pretty cool down there in South Florida as well.
Neat.
I'm really looking forward to Christmas. I did keep the Christmas tree up.
There's one
string of lights out of the four strings that we're on that's still illuminating.
It's probably going to go out right
before Christmas.
Or right at December 1st.
I'm going to go in with a pair of scissors and just cut them all and make sure it's unplugged first, obviously.
Right, please.
I'm just going to cut them all and pull all the wires off.
I did that. That's a chore.
Yeah.
You need baby clippers. You need baby nail clippers.
Okay.
Because they zip tie every light.
Oh, that's
every,
right.
Yeah, yeah, it's a chore.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, I've got a cautionary tale I want to mention. It's out of Russell County.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that people are having trouble finding right now are tires, depending on the...
Really?
Depending on the car or vehicle.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They're having issues with it. This woman in Russell County died after being thrown from her vehicle because a tire blew out.
Wow.
And you don't see that very often.
Right.
But if we're, you know, driving tires past their usefulness,
sure,
it's certainly going to be more of a problem. The crash happened in the afternoon, less than a mile east of Clinchview Circle there. The 36-year-old was driving, and witnesses say her right tire blew out.
Mm-hmm.
She lost control of the vehicle, overturned, and came to rest in the opposite lane.
Right.
She was not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, boy.
And she was thrown from the vehicle.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So, guys, you know,
yeah,
you gotta wear those seatbelts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's really important.
I fight that battle.
And if you're getting close to needing tires, you might not want to wait too long to put that order in.
Sure.
Because there may be some delays on
Well, when we had Mark Dalton in here yesterday, we were talking about the supply chain, and off the mic, you know, off the air, I was saying, I never really appreciated, I guess, how our system is really these supply chains, and not only supply chains to get stuff onto our shores, but it's what happens when it gets here, that it is like this symphony that's going on, how products go from here to there.
And it goes completely ignored until it breaks down.
Until it breaks, right. And now we're all talking supply chains, except for Buttigieg, who's actually running our transportation, and he's just talking.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thankless job until it goes wrong.
Right, right.
And then people are like, oh my gosh. But up until then, it was like, whatever. We take it for granted.
We always have to make sure that the products are here for this next segment.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Go by and see Todd and the crew. You got a special order for that meat department? No problem. They'll take care of you. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Today's recipe is one of those, you know, easy, cheesy chicken melt.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like it already.
It is very good. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe it's because it's Wednesday, but this is something that I would make on a Wednesday night because we would have church and not a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's super easy to make, but it's really tasty. You're going to start with 3 cups of rotisserie chicken shredded, or you can take 3 chicken breasts and cook it up with some Montreal seasoning if you want, but the rotisserie chicken is the easiest thing. Now, for the filling, you're going to mix together 8 ounces of cream cheese with a little bit of butter, not much, like a tablespoon, and a cup of cheddar cheese shredded, some salt and pepper. You're going to mix that all together with the chicken, and then you're going to put it either you put it on a hamburger bun. I like to use slider buns for this.
Mm-hmm.
Potato buns are good.
Right.
The Hawaiian rolls, they make those in a slider form now.
Right.
Really tasty for that. So you're going to mix all that together, put it on the buns, and then in a small bowl, stir together honey mustard, butter, and poppy seeds. And you're going to pour 3/4 of that mixture over the buns, cover it with foil, and bake it for about 15 minutes in a 350-degree oven. Then you're going to remove the foil and bake it for an additional 2 minutes, and then put the remaining sauce over it and serve it up immediately. It's a little messy, but who cares?
Yeah.
Because it's so yummy. Check it out by going to our Facebook page. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find the cheesy chicken melts and all the other recipes that we've shared here on the Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Family Pack New York Strip Steaks, $7.79 a pound. Daniel Boone Country Ham are $2.89 a pound, slice for free. Boneless beef chuck roast are $5.59 a pound. Save on ragu pasta sauce, 3 for $5. Bush baked beans, 5 for $5. And the General Bill cereal sale continues at 2 for $5. Also save on North Carolina sweet potatoes. They're 69 cents a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
It's the Morning Jam, 8:52. It's not that I want to be done with the show. I just, some days it feels like it flies, and then some
obviously
days I think.
Obviously, you don't want to rush to the show if you want to say it's 7:52.
I know. I just get my numbers mixed up sometimes.
You're just going to have to, like, my wife hold off a couple of weeks, and then you'll be right.
That's why my wife does the checkbook.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I've got this next story with you in mind.
Okay.
Because I know Kara gives you a hard time because of some of your collections.
Oh, yeah, like my 8-track?
Well, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Are you a Coke or a Pepsi fan?
Oh, boy.
Coke, Pepsi.
I probably lean into Coke more because I like Diet Coke over Diet Pepsi.
Oh, me, 100%. I'm a Coca-Cola girl. And a lot of people from the South are.
Yeah.
But I don't think either one of us are this crazy about Coca-Cola.
Okay.
A Canadian Coca-Cola fan has earned a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records by collecting 11,308 different cans issued by the soft drink company.
You mean different styles?
Evidently.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it includes a 1955 can that was the first one to be produced.
Okay.
It has commemorative cans from multiple decades of Olympic Games.
Sure.
An ultra rare design of the Chicago Olympics, which never took place due to Rio de Janeiro winning the bid. It also features cans specifically designed for drinking in zero gravity.
Oh, gee.
For the Challenger space shuttle mission and the 91 expedition to Russian space station Mir.
Interesting.
He says he still doesn't possess his dream Coke can, though.
What is that?
As it doesn't exist yet. He would love to have a can with his picture on it.
Oh, well, I think he may get his wish.
He may. I've never seen so many different kinds of cans of Coca-Cola in my life.
Was it Coke that did the one where random people's faces would show up on their can? Or am I thinking of a beer company? Somebody did in the last couple of years. It had their name on it.
But, Kara, listen to me.
Hmm?
If ever you get frustrated with Mark's collection, just look up this dude from Canada because, he's half of his house is Coke cans.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Right.
You'd have to have several walls dedicated. I'm looking at a vintage Coca-Cola can right now. It's a little bit rusty, but it's got diamond-shaped images all over the can, And this one I'm looking at now is a recreation of it because it looks a little bit, you know, better to look at. It says Coca-Cola in the diamond, and then Coke. It's like a red and white checker sort of effect.
So it's a can, not a bottle.
Right. This is can. Were you talking about bottles?
No. I didn't see any bottles
right,
on
yeah.
this list.
I didn't realize that we went that far back with cans, although I should know
55,
that because
yeah.
I saw the, you know, how
sorry.
That how the food was made, the food
oh, yeah.
In America. The history of food.
And then they had, of course, the tabs and stuff then.
Yeah, yeah. And the Pepsi and Coke fight
Wars.
Show. Oh,
yeah.
That is so good.
Well, I mean, the Pepsi got a leg up because they started making bigger drinks for the
yep,
same amount of
they
money.
Did. They did.
That's
and
what,
then,
that's what happened.
What, 40 or 50 years later, when the guy said, we're going to pay Michael Jackson $1 million to do a Coke commercial,
yeah,
they thought
crazy.
He was nuts.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it paid for itself.
It didn't work for me, but
tenfold.
For some people, it did.
And then Michael Jackson's hair catching on fire actually worked to their advantage.
Not to Michael's,
but to theirs, yeah.
So we've been hearing about more meteorites falling from the sky than ever before.
Okay.
A British Columbia woman received an unusual rude awakening when a meteorite crashed through her roof and landed on her pillow.
Oh, jeez. How big was it by the time it got there?
Well, she says she was asleep in her home.
Right.
And she became vaguely aware that her dog was barking.
Okay.
And barking and barking. So it kind of woke her up. The next thing she knew, there was this huge explosion and there was debris all over my face. So apparently the dog knew it was coming.
Interesting.
Knew something was happening.
Yeah.
She said she got out of bed, turned on the lights, and it revealed something had punched a hole in her ceiling.
Oh, my gosh.
She said she didn't know what to do. Called 911.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the operator. She's asking me all kinds of questions. I finally rolled back one of the two pillows I've been sleeping on.
Mm-hmm.
In between them was a melon-sized meteorite.
How about that?
It
wow.
landed just inches away from her head. I mean, that would have killed her.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, sure.
What are the odds of that?
Oh, my gosh.
Happening. Police came to the home and initially suspected the rock may have been the result of construction
mm-hmm.
in the nearby Kicking Horse Canyon. We called to see if they were doing any blasting. They weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But they did say they had seen a bright light in the sky
yeah.
that had exploded and caused some booms, which is what the dog was hearing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Experts at Western University in London, Ontario, confirmed the rock that landed in her bed was a meteorite.
Wow.
It most certainly is a meteorite, said Professor Peter Brown with the astronomy department.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about the story was consistent with a meteorite fall.
How about that?
And the fact that this bright fireball had occurred basically right at the same time made it an overwhelming case. He says they plan to examine the rock and determine the type of meteorite.
Uh-huh.
He said it may have fallen from the solar system's main asteroid belt. And Hamilton says the experience has given her a new perspective on life. The only thing I can say is life is precious. You can be gone at any moment.
Sure.
Even when you think you're safe and secure in your bed. I hope I never take it for granted again.
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
What if it was William Shatner?
Yeah,
he re-entering
yeah.
the atmosphere.
Maybe so.
He'd land in the bed next to you. What would be your first question for William?
When are you leaving? When is your ride coming? I think that would be my first. I'm just not a huge fan. I'm just not. You asked me.
When are you leaving?
You.
No, I think it's great.
When is your ride getting here?
When are they going to pick you up?
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, can I mention something here real quick? Our insane radio deals. I didn't realize that we had the Virginia Dare up there. A lot of people calling in for that.
When did that happen?
Recently.
Son of a gun.
One night stay at the Virginia Dare Cruises Airbnb in Smith Mountain. It's normally $200. It's going to be $100 now. And then the two-hour sightseeing excursions, normally $40. You can get it for half price by going Insane Radio Deals. Oh my gosh, we got so much stuff up there. Any Day Outfitters, T4 Tactics, Chrome Auto, Gary's Garden Center, Runabout Sports, Travel Lovers, and of course, Trio Brick Oven Eatery, all at InsaneRadioDeals.com. Check it out. Get some super discounts. Buy Christmas presents. In the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow. Make today awesome.